Amanda, now you grew up in a deaf house. But what's interesting to me is that the people here are very connected to music and that in a way. And of course, you grew up in a house, presume music
wasn't such a... Oh, there was none. No, there was none at all. When we were growing up, the thinking in the deaf community was that, you have hearing children, you must have a radio in the house. So there was always a radio, and when we came down for breakfast, the radio was turned on, and it was one of those old ones with the dials that had to be tuned in. So it was never tuned in. So we'd come down, this noise would come on, and then we'd go to school, obviously go off, but it'd go back on again when we came in from school. So there was
because
always
your mother had no idea
constant.
It wasn't tuned into a station.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sure some social worker came in at the start and set it up, but they never came back. So I have this vivid memory, myself and my little sister being brought up to the kitchen table at about 3:30 on Christmas Eve because Santa was scheduled to leave the North Pole. And me and Michelle sitting at the table, literally hearing this crackly and Mum saying, "Has he left yet? Has he left yet?" But actually what happened was we started imagining amid these crackles that we could hear bells. That's Rudolph. Michelle, do you hear? I hear the bells. That's it. And so our creative space was just opened up by this crackly radio. And it was years later when we got a babysitter and she literally just came in and spun her finger over the dial and all of a sudden, boom, music. Pop music came through and
because you didn't understand the concept of channels, and so you never thought to change it yourself.
You know, never even realised that that thing. It was just a total, you know, the fridge make noise. This box in the corner, occasionally there was kind of voices you could make out and then it would just go off again. So, no, absolutely.